Security warden Claude Grouard yanked his walkie-talkie off his belt and attempted to radio for backup. All he heard was static. The additional electronic security in this chamber always wrought havoc with the guard's communications.
I have to move to the doorway.
Still aiming his weapon at Langdon, Grouard began backing slowly toward the entrance. On his third step, he spied something that made him stop short. An inexplicable mirage was materializing near the center of the room. A silhouette. There was someone else in the room.
A woman?
A woman was moving through the darkness, walking briskly toward the far wall on the left. In front of her, a purplish beam of light swung back and forth across the floor, as if she were searching for something with a colored flashlight.
Qui est là?
Grouard demanded.
PTS, the woman replied calmly.
Votre nom?
Grouard yelled.
Répondez.
C'est moi,
the voice responded in calm French.
Sophie Neveu.
You know me, the woman called. And Robert Langdon did not kill my grandfather, believe me.
Agent Grouard was not about to take that on faith.
I need backup.
Trying his walkie-talkie again, he got only static. The entrance was still a good 20 yards behind him. As Grouard inched backwards, he could see the woman across the room raising her UV light and scrutinizing a large painting that hung on the far side of the Salle des Etats, directly opposite the Mona Lisa. Grouard gasped, realizing which painting it was.
What in the name of God is she doing?
Across the room, Sophie Neveu felt a cold sweat breaking across her forehead. Langdon was still spread eagle on the floor. Knowing the guard would never actually shoot either of them, Sophie now turned her attention back to the matter at hand, scanning the entire area around one masterpiece in particular, another Da Vinci. But the UV light revealed nothing out of the ordinary. She pictured the message scrawled on the protective glass of the Mona Lisa. So dark, the con of man. The painting before her had no protective glass on which to write a message, and Sophie knew her grandfather would never have defaced this masterpiece by writing on the painting itself. She paused. At least, not on the front.
Could that be it?
Grabbing the left side of the carved wood frame, she pulled it toward her. Sophie slipped her head and shoulders in behind the painting and raised the black light to inspect the back. The back of the painting was pale and blank. There was no purple text here, only the mottled brown backside of aging canvas and...
Wait!
Sophie's eyes locked on an incongruous glint of lustrous metal lodged near the bottom edge of the frame's ancient wooden armature. The object was small, partially wedged in the slit where the canvas met the armature. A shimmering gold chain dangled off it. To Sophie's utter amazement, the chain was affixed to a familiar gold key. The broad sculpted head was in the shape of a cross and bore an engraved seal she had not seen since she was 9 years old, a fleur de lis with the initials P.S. In that instant, Sophie felt the ghost of her grandfather whispering in her ear.
Sophie, someday when you are ready, this key will be yours.
A tightness gripped her throat as she realized that her grandfather, even in death, had kept his promise.
This key opens a box,
his voice was saying,
where I keep many secrets.
Sophie now realized that the entire purpose of tonight's word game had been this key. Her grandfather had it with him when he was killed. Not wanting it to fall into the hands of the police, he hid it behind this painting. Then he devised an ingenious treasure hunt to ensure only Sophie would find it. Sophie snatched the key from behind the painting and slipped it deep in her pocket, along with the UV penlight. Peering out from behind the canvas, she could see the guard was still trying desperately to raise someone on the walkie-talkie.
He can't transmit in here,
Sophie realized. The guard was backing quickly toward the exit now, and Sophie knew she had to act immediately. Gazing up at the large painting behind which she was partially ensconced, Sophie realized that Leonardo da Vinci, for the second time tonight, was there to help. Another few meters, Grouard told himself, keeping his gun leveled.
Arrêtez, ou je la détruis.
The woman's voice echoed across the room. Grouard glanced over and stopped in his tracks.
Mon Dieu, non!
Through the reddish haze, he could see that the woman had actually lifted the large painting off its cables and propped it on the floor in front of her. At over 5 feet tall, the canvas almost entirely hid her body.
What is she doing?
When he saw it, his blood went cold. The canvas started to bulge in the middle. The fragile outlines of the Virgin Mary, baby Jesus, and John the Baptist beginning to distort.
No!
Gruar screamed. The woman was pushing her knee into the center of the canvas from behind.
No!
Gruar wheeled and aimed his gun at her, but instantly realized it was an empty threat. The canvas was only fabric, but it was utterly impenetrable.
I can't put a bullet through a Da Vinci.
Set down your gun and radio, the woman said in calm French, or I'll put my knee through this painting. I think you know how my grandfather would feel about that.
Gruar felt dizzy.
Please, no, that's Madonna of the Rocks.
He dropped his gun and radio, raising his hands over his head.
Thank you, the woman said. Now do exactly as I tell you, and everything will work out fine.
Moments later, Langdon's pulse was still thundering as he ran beside Sophie down the emergency stairwell toward the ground level. Neither of them had said a word since leaving the trembling Louvre guard lying in the Salle des Etats. Taking the stairs two at a time, Langdon wondered if Sophie had any idea how precious a painting she had almost ruined. You chose a valuable hostage, he said as they ran.
Madonna of the Rocks, she replied. But I didn't choose it, my grandfather did. He left me a little something behind the painting.
Langdon shot her a startled look.
What?
But how did you know which painting?
So dark the corner of man. Madonna of the Rocks.
She flashed a triumphant smile.
I missed the first two anagrams, Robert. I wasn't about to miss the third.